She's a good time gal. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Good Time Gal. I'm your host, Caitlin Palufo. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh man, what a week, okay? We got JP McDade. JP McDade is very funny. He's very sweet. You've seen him on Comedy Central. You've seen him on True TV. He is very funny. He does great impressions, and he's got some great stories. He is now a sober human being. And so, boy, do we learn why he became sober. It's very fun. Truly had so much fun with this interview. You can follow him at McDade Baby on Instagram. There you can pretty much get anything that he's ever done. Follow us on Instagram, Good Time Gal Pod. You can follow me at Caitlin Palufo on Instagram. And then you can rate, review, and subscribe the podcast. Wouldn't that be great? I think you should do that. That would be great. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I did just go to a Mets game. I'm a little drunk. All right. Do not judge me. This is a podcast about drunk people. All right. Being drunk, drunk stories. All I did was just drink a lot at a Mets game. And by Mets, I mean Giants game, because the Giants are the best. And they also beat the Mets 8-0, I think it was. Oh boy. Okay. Well, I had a good time, is all I'm trying to tell you. I had a lovely time. I had soft serve, Mr. Softy, as it were, and some Bud Light Tall Boys, because I'm a goddamn American. Thank you so much for tuning into Good Time Gal. And I'm sorry this took longer than it should have, but I'm done now. So rate, review, and subscribe after you listen to this podcast, because it's very good. This intro is bad, but the rest of it is very good. Do not judge the intro. Oh, fuck. Well, my name's Caitlin Palufo. Bye. 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 Go Giants. All right. Go ahead, say something. Check,
1, 2.
Oh, yeah. JP McDade, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
This is exciting.
Straight from the sound check, right into it.
I know, I don't fuck around. I mean, I already did the sound check, so I knew it would come through, but that's I just wanted to make sure. You know, I'm a professional.
Yeah, it's a real operation. What's going on?
No, nothing much. We're sitting on our new couch.
I love the color.
Thank you.
It's a nice emerald.
Emerald green is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's a joybird, not to brag.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a payment plan, and it's a pullout. So
it's a rental.
Yeah.
They're coming to take it away.
They're going to take it soon enough. they'll find out we're not really grown-ups, and they'll take it right away. But how are you? How's it going?
Tremendous. Outstanding.
This is exciting.
Can't complain.
You're watching Alex Pavone's Birds at the moment.
Oh, man. I'm a prisoner to the birds, these two little parakeets. That he has me watch from time to time, but it's amazing how like two birds with a combined weight of maybe 3 ounces can just take over an entire property at their whim. Just through brute force, really. They'll flap at you. They'll make noise. They'll do whatever they got to do to get their way.
Do they just free fly around the apartment?
Sometimes, like a couple hours a day, I'll let them out. I'll like open up their cage door, let them fly around. But when they go back in, it's completely up to them. So you are on the bird's schedule. So if you have anything to do that day, forget it.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, sorry, I got to cancel a few spots. These birds are not going back in the cage.
So you can't leave them.
Can't leave them.
No.
No. I don't want them to like wind up in the air fryer while I'm out of that apartment and then... That's going to reflect on me poorly.
Yeah, for sure. Could you go to sleep with them?
I can't. Yeah, because the good thing about dumb birds is they don't have a great sense of time and space, and you just throw a blanket over their cage, and they think they've gone to another dimension.
Really?
They just go right to sleep.
Well, I mean, can you, like, keep them out of the cage while you sleep?
No. Oh, God. I'd be dead by morning. No,
what?
There's no way. They would absolutely eat me alive.
No, really?
No. But they.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
The first couple days that I was looking after them, I thought they liked me. Because they came out of the cage and they, like, flapped over to me and they hopped up and, like, got on my finger and stuff. I was like, oh, look at this. Turns out I thought they had food, but they didn't. Because, like, they eat the food and they leave the shells in their little dish. I didn't know they left the shells. So it looked like they had a full thing of food. Really, they were starving and just trying to see if I was dead. They could eat my flesh.
Oh, no.
And That's how I learned.
Old one-eyed JP.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they call me that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, that sounds horrible, but also lovely. Good, you're a good friend,
and I'm
I
over
would
here,
say.
Thank you. And I'm over here with your cat, and I feel like we could solve all of our problems if we just got them together. I don't know.
Oh, Bowie will go after some birds. Oh, yeah.
Bowie
she sits
looks like
on
a
that.
Killer.
Yeah, she'll sit on that, and she'll just like, just right, because they all go on
yes,
that
yes.
power line. And
just stalking all the people who walk by. We're at the top of the Chrysler building right now, actually. I don't know if the listeners know that, but yeah. Yeah,
and
nice.
Bowie is ready to pounce. She'll
that's good.
She can do it. Yeah.
She's
she immediately
cat.
Liked you. That was exciting.
So I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, she came right over, started licking your head.
She's like, all right, he's submissive.
Oh, now
I
she's
can,
about to
I
pounce on me.
Him.
Look at this. She just comes up and she's just going to attack my
she
hand.
She knows we're talking about her.
I know. The hard eye contact.
We're dead.
Oh, see? Fucking oh scary ass cat. Oh, my God. Anyway, see? She's terrifying. Anyway, you want to get rid of those birds? Bowie will fuck them up.
Yeah, she might kill me while she's at it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And it's all for food, too.
Yes.
But anywho, this is a podcast about drinking stories.
Woo.
This is very exciting. You no longer drink.
I'm retired.
Retired?
Yeah.
Gave it up?
I finished.
Yeah. You did it.
Yeah.
Good job. Congratulations. Yeah. You still have your dignity intact, I would say.
Well, it's, you know, a good 10% of it. Yeah, something like that.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you start drinking young?
Not super young, no. I think I started at like 17.
Oh,
like,
wow.
High school parties,
mm-hmm.
You know, if I was more popular, I probably would have started earlier. And if I was cooler, for sure, I would have.
You seem like you would have been cool. You're very tall.
Oh, thank you.
You're
generous.
Classically handsome.
Oh, goddamn.
Okay, you got the coiffed hair, the height, you know, the beard is not patchy. It's a good beard. So, and you played sports, didn't you?
I played sports, but I was good at sports, but I was very, very skinny.
Okay.
Like medically, like I'm stocky now. I'm 6'7", 200 right now, and mm-hmm. that's like a thick boy for me. Like my senior year, I think I was 6'6", 160 or something like that.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like blowing around in the wind. So like I was a bench warmer on the basketball team. I was just too physically weak to compete.
Oh, no.
And then I was like a good baseball player, but I was the really, really skinny kid, so mm-hmm. I wasn't as powerful. But I was so for that reason, I think I was like fringe popular. Mm-hmm. I was like almost popular a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I would go to the high school parties, but I would drive myself. That's about where I was at. Like,
oh, but you got invited.
I got invited. Yeah. You know,
standing around someone who got invited.
Oh, that's you guys are going to Jake's. No, that's sick. I'll see you guys there. Like that counts as an invitation.
Oh man, that sounds real sad.
But then, like you know, I was always really nervous.
Yeah.
Especially like around like popular kids, I would like be super nervous and like nervous laughing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just like didn't have a lot of confidence at that age, and I feel like alcohol was just Michael's secret stuff.
Yeah.
The miracle elixir that let me like drop my shoulders a little bit and just
yeah.
be cool.
What would you drink as a teenager?
Anything I could get my hands on.
Yeah.
I mean, beer. It was a lot of light beer in those days, like the Keystone Lights, the
mm-hmm.
Busch Lights.
Yeah.
I think the first time I ever got drunk, I was just in my house, and I was like, I might have been 16 actually, and I was like, all my friends have drank, I just haven't had the opportunity to really get drunk yet, and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna steal some vodka from my parents' cabinet because my parents don't drink either, but they just had vodka lying around like for a party or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm gonna take this, do the classic thing where you refill it with water,
mm-hmm.
mix it with some Newman's Own half and half lemonade iced tea, which is delicious, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's an actual cocktail.
Yeah, I think they call it a John Daly because it's like an Arnold Palmer with alcohol.
Oh, very fun.
And, I got hammered off of that and just in my living room watching, like, I don't know, probably Adult Swim or something. And
all
I was,
by yourself?
Yeah, the coolest way possible. And I was like, this is going to be me for a while.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where was home?
Connecticut.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, at that time, Connecticut, not much to do
mm-hmm.
but get wasted. That was
yeah.
like, that was the excuse everyone made in my hometown for like, and, you know, high school parties. Everyone's house was kind of like wooded.
Yeah.
There'd be some separation from the other houses in most cases. So you could like have some pretty decent high school parties. Very, very super bad. Very chaotic.
Oh, that's very fun.
Yeah.
Public school or private school?
Public.
Oh, hell yeah. Public school kid.
Oh, yeah. We were wild.
We were real miscreants.
Yeah, I think our school was wild, too. I just wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were wild.
I feel like you were too dedicated to sports.
For
you
sure.
You're like, no, I got practice tomorrow. I got to get up at 6 and run sprints. I can't be out drinking.
Exactly. Exactly. You. I wanted to get out of that town so bad. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I got to make some kind of athletic team.
What was your sport?
There. Soccer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I played the
very demanding.
I played the soccer. Yeah. Yes. I think I didn't drink until I made the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I became a red shirt and I was like, well, now I'm getting hammered. And then it just became a love story. whoops.
Look, it's carbo loading. It's good.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Important for nutrition, actually.
I think you're absolutely right. To get hammered. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I drank beer out of a bowl through a straw. That was our initiation. That was fun.
Oh, like a wonton type of thing?
A wonton, what's that?
I've heard they had that, some sorority in my school had that, where they'd have like a pot and people would pour like whatever was remaining of their drinks, whatever it was, into it, and they just like make the freshmen drink it.
Oh my
allegedly,
God.
Allegedly.
Yeah, right. Were you initiated?
No.
No?
I was a GED, a GDI.
What is that?
Goddamn independent. I went to a very Greek school, but I was not in a frat.
Oh, okay.
Which seems cool in hindsight, but like, at the time, I kind of wanted to be in one. I just didn't know how to go about it.
Oh, my God. This is this is really sad.
So sad. Immediately.
Just JP wanting friends.
It was not that bad. I had friends in a variety of the frats, so I would, like, go around to their parties and get hammered.
So you were friends with everybody.
I was so cool.
Yeah. You sound like you were just the coolest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was college?
Wake Forest.
Oh, that's, I don't know
Winston-Salem,
what that is.
North Carolina.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a small school, but you might hear about it, like, every now and then for, like, college basketball.
Oh,
really
cool.
Good college soccer. We won the national championship my sophomore or freshman year.
Hell yeah.
Something like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Winston-Salem, my ex-boyfriend's family lives there.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely people.
Maya Angelou.
She's from there?
She lived there, and she was on the faculty at Wake.
Oh, wow. Oh, and is that why you're such a good writer?
Yeah, I'm very poetic because for that reason. People are always telling me.
And you're babysitting birds.
Yeah, I know why they sing.
Yeah,
I know
why they want to eat your eyeballs. Oh, that's very disrespectful. I'm a piece of shit.
But we can agree that was the subtext of Dr. Angelou's work.
Yes, so yes, absolutely. Yeah, eat the eyeballs.
Yes.
Oh, God. So did you ever make a fool of yourself in high school, or were you able to keep it pretty?
In high school, I don't know if I made a fool of my... I did. Okay, so one of the early high school parties I went to, I must have been like 17... I split a 30 rack. They had 30 racks in Connecticut. I don't think they have those everywhere, but I split it with a friend of mine, and I was not up to the level of drinking 15 beers yet.
Yeah.
In those days. And I tried to anyway, just played a lot of beer pong, and I threw up in the backyard. I think I almost threw up on the feet of my friend's mom, whose house it was.
Oh,
and
no.
We hadn't met either. So that was like a hell of a first impression. But
she knew the party was going on?
Yeah, it was one of those houses, you know what I mean? Where it's like the fun parents who are just kind of like neglectful.
Oh yeah.
I forget whose house it was now, but it's like there's something up about like those fun houses where like it's usually a mom and a stepdad, and they just kind of let the kids do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And it's like, as long as you're in the house,
permanently
damaging your brain.
Exactly.
It's fine.
I'd rather you did it where I can see you.
Yeah. Always ends in disaster. Yeah. Those kids never turn out good.
No, they're never just like, they're not, that's not Obama, you know? Obama didn't have that parent.
Let me be clear.
Yeah.
You can get as hammered as you want, as long as you do it in the White House.
I forgot that you do very good impressions.
Every now and then, I sneak one in.
This is
so
exciting. I want another one. What else you got? Yeah, you're on the spot now. Let's
I'm not a jukebox lady.
Okay.
You got to let him pump me naturally.
All right, fine. Tell me a joke.
God.
You're right. That's what I just did to you. I apologize. I'm a monster. Okay, so you just threw up on the cool mom's almost
I think
shoes.
I narrowly missed her, like, Chico's sandals or whatever she was wearing. Like,
oh, yeah. Just holding a small dog and then hitting on her son's friends.
Yeah, it was classic suburban drunk children behavior.
Yeah. Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom. Yeah, there were many Stifler's moms
around
town. I'm not saying I bagged any. I'm not like bragging.
Come
here,
on, JP, you're so tall.
Man, I was so tall and awkward, skinny.
Yeah.
Acne.
Did you have a girlfriend?
I did not have a girlfriend.
No?
No.
When was your first girlfriend?
College. Freshman year, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I eventually got around to it.
Yeah. You made time, made space.
I got socialized.
Yeah. Now, going to college, were you on the golf team?
No, I only played club golf my senior year. We had a really, really good golf team. I had no chance of ever, I was never close to that level.
Yeah.
But the club golf team was basically, the classic thing, like, we're a drinking team with a golf problem. Like,
yeah.
We'd load up our bags and go play tournaments with, like, 12 beers in our golf bags. And, like,
I feel like if men had, like, eat, pray, love pillows, that's what that one would say.
Yeah, we all have, like, like wooden signs in our dorm rooms.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you just go on the little carts and just, like,
yeah,
ride
we'd
around?
Yeah, we'd get hammered, and that was fun. Yeah, golf, very conducive
for
to
sure.
drinking for 4 hours straight
yeah.
and then some.
Yeah.
You can really do that if you want.
I was captain of my golf team in high school.
Were you? You
I
told
was.
Me that. Yes, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I was captain of my that's golf awesome. Team in high school only because I could hit it really far.
Nice.
My putty game was atrocious.
That's fine.
I'm not very good at being delicate.
The feathery touch is not your special.
No, 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 no.
You grip and rip it. I respect that.
Yeah. Thank you. And then whenever I would play, I would come home and I would play with like my family and it was
yeah.
just like, put the cooler on the back.
Yep.
And here we go.
The cart is like sinking.
Yeah.
Because there's so much beer weight in the cart.
I recently played with my sister and her husband, Tuan. And there was no drinking involved.
Yeah.
And it was me and Steve, and we were playing, and I was like, we're just doing 9 holes, right? God damn. And they're like, no, all 18. And I was like, fuck.
Let's go.
This is taking forever. This is really taking the wind out of my sails.
Hate slow play.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
It's awful. But good for you for doing it.
I got to say it's more enjoyable without alcohol, but drunk golfing is pretty good time.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah.
Now, college, what was your major?
History.
History.
Minor in political science. I think I wanted to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I took the LSAT. Like, I was intent on that, but I, like, didn't know what to do to go about getting into law school. And I didn't have very good grades, so I was like,
yeah,
this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
So I'll be a comedian.
When did you start?
I was 23, so I guess I was a year out of college. That was fall of 2012. Did my first open mic.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been in the city. I like wound up getting a job at Bank of America. And it was like not a very good job.
I was gonna say, little bank boy.
It was
okay.
Fine. It was like, looking back, it was a pretty good comedy day job because I would like leave at 6 and go to open mics. It was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But, and I'd been in New York for like a year before I started doing comedy. And then I just started hitting open mics.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went from Winston-Salem
up to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
after graduation.
Cool.
And then,
now we have to talk a little bit more about college.
Of course.
I feel like college
is
prime disaster area.
That's kind of where it all goes down, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of stories I can think of.
Yeah? Let's hear them. Yeah.
What did I do? Okay, so I think the statute of limitations is up on this because of just the theft of a bag of potato chips.
Oh, yeah. I think you're good.
I think I'm in the clear.
Well, we'll see.
I was so worried. It's so funny because I was so worried about this for a long time. But so there's a Subway on campus. I don't know if there still is. And it's the only thing open past like midnight.
Okay.
So on drunk nights, if people were drinking on campus, that was the only thing open and there would be like a line out the door. And I was good and stewed, obviously not blackout because I remember it, but it was like, you know, just shy of that level. And I'd had mm-hmm. a good night. And I get in the line, which is out the door. It's like probably going to be another 20 minutes. And this, you know, I see this group of girls that I know. And one of them who I like barely know, is just like, can you get me chips? And I was like, I just fucking had my cape on. I was like, I'll get that for you, sweetie. I'm going to help you out right now. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you your chips.
What a hero.
And I just like, I thought I was being stealthy at like 6'7" and just like walking past the line into the Subway. They had the chips on like a little display rack thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just grabbed a bag of chips. Walked out, I hear a voice behind me like, get back here. It was one of the ladies from behind the counter. Uh-huh. It was like some pissed off woman who's making minimum wage dealing with all these drunk idiots.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just ruining her night even more.
Yeah.
I walk out and I hear another voice behind me and he's like, sir, it's a cop. There's a cop sitting right there on the bench, obviously the only place where people are on campus. And he walks up to me. I think I like discreetly like Steve Nash passed the chips to the girl. So I got the evidence away.
Okay.
But the cop came up to me and he's like, do you have your student ID? And there's nothing more cringe than when like a guy who's college age is like trying to talk to the cops like he's got the situation under control. Like this cop is gonna respect me. I was like, it's like I will procure for you that identification promptly, sir. I think I said I had it in my car or something, and I like did the pocket pat to see where I obviously had it on me, but I like pretended I didn't have it, and then I just like turned on a dime and sprinted to the other end of the quad as fast as I could, and I heard a voice behind me like, "We got a runner!" I'm running as fast as I could. I think my car was parked in a parking lot on campus, and I like parkoured my way down all these stairs and stuff around these buildings, and I like jumped into the car and I laid under a coat in my car for like probably a half hour at least, and no, probably longer. I think I took a nap because I was buzzed, but I had like adrenaline going, and then I was like, "All right, I can drive my car the mile home," and then I got out, and I was so worried about getting caught. Oh, I think I was still on probation, which I will tell you about. But I was so worried that I would eventually get caught. I never went back to that subway ever again.
Yeah.
Because you can't return to the scene of the crime.
No. You're very noticeable.
I'm too noticeable. And then I checked like the campus police activity report periodically to be like, did they chip theft? Is that on there? Was that reported? I was so nervous.
Oh no.
But yeah, I guess I had been. I think I was still on probation for a thing for an alcohol thing freshman year.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what year was that?
That was junior year, probably senior.
Okay.
Because I was I had a car on campus. I think it might have been junior or senior.
Okay.
But yeah, don't tell the fuzz.
Oh no, I'll keep it to myself.
But what happened? Freshman year, my first Halloween at college. I dressed like Ricky Bobby. Had the full costume.
Of course.
And I had new friends. I was trying to like rip it up with my new friends, show them how cool I am, how much I can drink. I got a bottle of vodka. I forget how much it was, but I split it with a couple of friends, and what we did was mix it with red Gatorade.
Oh no!
And you're not supposed to do that.
No.
Apparently, Gatorade gets it into your like the alcohol into your bloodstream even faster. I did a little experiment after the fact. And I concluded that I must have had about the equivalent of 11 shots of vodka in under an hour.
Oh, God.
It was an absurd amount. And I was, like, hammered before I even got out the door and just completely blackout for basically the whole night.
Oh.
And I guess I went to various parties with my friends. They told me I was just, like, quiet and weird. And then I got back to my dorm, and I threw up all over my dorm room. And I guess the RAs heard me. I was throwing up all over the place.
You're not a quiet thrower-upper.
That's crazy. I'd gotten all the way back. I had touched home base. I was good. And then I still got caught because I couldn't puke discreetly. And they wrote me up and they like reported me. And I had to get like taken to student health. And I think like a cop took me to student health. And it was such a blur. I had no idea. I think I woke up the next morning. I ate like some crackers in student health. And I was like, what have I done? I had to like piece together what happened the night before from various reports. And they like made me go to this counseling thing.
Oh, no.
I had to like check in at this like halfway house. I didn't have to stay there for a period of time, but I just had to do a session with this lady who was like, and who? She asked me like questions about my life. She's like,
who was you raised by?
And I was like, I don't know. My mom, my dad. And I had to go through this like humiliating thing. I had to do community service. I did community service at like a homeless shelter. I spent because I put it off for too long. I had to do like 13 hours, whatever it was. And they're like, all right, you can do 12 at one time if you stay overnight at this homeless shelter.
Oh, wow.
So I had to do, and it was like me and three other dumbasses who had done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
We all, they asked like, why are you here? I'm like, I just want to give back, you know?
So you're like, I'm actually a piece of shit.
It's definitely not because I mixed vodka and Gatorade and got obliterated.
Threw up in my closet. Oh no. Did you live alone or did you have
a roommate? I'm still friends with my roommate to this day, but at that time we were not friends. Like our first semester of college, he did not like me. And I don't we just didn't get along. And then, like, second semester of college, it just clicked. We became really good buddies, and mm-hmm. we're still friends to this day.
Oh, that's
which is
sweet.
Like, I guess we kind of trauma bonded through all that stuff. But,
yeah.
It was I think I threw up on something of his, and then later on in the year, he threw up on something of mine.
Beautiful.
So we kind of, you know, it's the circle of life.
Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah.
You got to throw up on a little bit of everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mark your territory.
Mark your territory.
Yeah, and that's probably, once he threw up on your stuff, it was like, well, now we have to be in each other's weddings.
Now we're best. We did that handshake where you, like, grab each other's forearms and it's like, yeah.
We are one. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Oh. So what was your 21st birthday like? Was that in college?
That was, yeah. Yeah, I think I had a good one. I think I went around to, like, my friends. I went to a party at my friend's frat. It was in North Carolina, and it was, like, weirdly warm. I had on, like, a New York Giants jersey, and I had gotten a little bit better at drinking by that point, so I could, like, actually enjoy myself.
Good for you.
Play some beer pong, have some punch. I remember I bought beer that morning, mm-hmm. like, for the first time, and I went to the gas station to buy beer, and I showed the guy my ID, and he looked at it for a second. He's like, you can't buy beer. Like, he didn't do the math right.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, do I not know how old I am? Have I been getting this wrong the whole time? Like, it didn't occur to him that it was my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
It was like 10 a.m. I'm buying beer.
I mean.
It's not a good look.
I mean, but if it's your 21st birthday, then that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't
so
do
much.
That now. That
no.
would be bad.
That would be a rough
unless
rough
you
look.
Were going camping. Right. Be like, oh, I got a tent
or
somewhere.
Or getting on the subway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, metropolitan camping. Yeah. That's what that is.
Or you're going to work and you don't like it.
Yeah.
So you bring some work beers.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have those to-go mugs now.
Yes.
Yeah. You just put it in that the wine to-go or whatever.
Wine
just be like, oh,
go.
It's my coffee.
I know my my dad's from Brooklyn, there are a couple places, like, since his day that have been doing, like, the styrofoam cups of beer to-go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was like a New York tradition. It's probably illegal, but they don't enforce
yeah.
it.
Well, that's the Turkey's Nest.
The Nest does that.
Yeah.
And there's a place in, like, Park Slope that does it. It's like, those are the real New York bars.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get a styrofoam cup with, like, 84 ounces of watered down yeah. beer.
Well, even if you look at the Turkey's Nest now, it's the only, like, not organic, trendy place
yeah.
in the whole neighborhood.
It's the same people who were there in 1974. Yeah. Like, the Summer of Sam survivors are there getting hammered
yeah.
as we speak.
I only know about that place because of Danny Del Colle.
Yeah.
And he is, like, born and
he's
raised,
like,
Brooklyn. And
as,
like,
New York as it gets.
As yeah. New York, I believe a sleeve is dedicated to his New Yorkness.
Yeah.
And he was like, Turkey Nest, you got to go to the Turkey's Nest. And I'm like, what?
Tourists come to town, they're like, we want to go to Times Square. No, you got to go to the Nest. You gotta
yeah.
watch it. You gotta watch an old man lose his last $20 on the Jets at a decrepit dive bar
in the most prime real estate yeah. in all of Brooklyn. It's right next to the park.
The mortgage must have been paid
beautiful.
Off at least 20 years
oh,
ago.
Oh yeah, some guy with a peg leg owns that place. Owns the whole building. He's like, this will never fall.
Yeah, there's an apartment above it for $18 a month.
Yeah. But God bless it. May
God bless the
it,
nest.
May it thrive.
Hey, bless this nest. That's going to be the decorative sign.
Yeah.
That they get.
And please put the seat down or
but
something like that.
Yeah,
it's
I drank there many times.
Yeah.
When I drank. Yeah, I hit all the spots.
Well, so
I had a
you
good
moved.
Career.
Yeah. It sounds like you really thrived. Like, you really took it to your heart
I
and
did.
Really made it happen.
I was like Barry Sanders. It was the career was only like 8 years, but it was effective.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, I'm drawn out. I've been traded a bunch of times. I should really just give it up. But I'm still in the farm league.
Yeah.
You know, there's still hope.
You're still collecting a paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. I got a cat to feed.
She needs cans to play with.
She needs cans. She needs. Look at her. She's playing with. She's such a. Goddamn, you're adorable. Keep playing with your little ducky.
What's your go-to booze now?
Now is red wine.
Yes.
Oh,
my
God.
That seems to be the move. But the worst hangover,
oh,
right?
No. No, white wine for me is the worst hangover.
Okay. Well, the worst hangover I ever had was champagne. So basically
oh
the same
God,
thing.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Granted, it was €2 per bottle. And I probably drank two or three bottles. This was overseas.
Oh,
I was
wow.
abroad.
What were you studying abroad for?
I was in a study abroad house with some more Wake Forest people. It was a really fun time. I was super, super broke.
Uh-huh.
And spending all whatever money I had on booze.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, and like, I guess traveling around when I could, but I like didn't really have the money to do it. But
yeah,
it was a really good time. The champagne thing was like for Thanksgiving. I guess the night before Thanksgiving, we had a big champong party where we got a swimming pool full of this super cheap champagne, and we played beer pong with it. And that was almost like an instant blackout.
Oh, Jesus.
And I woke up the next morning. It was like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. It was like, I mean, a pain known only to like medieval Spanish Inquisition victims or like the Crusade, like people who were crushed by stones in the Tower of London know that pain and the nausea. Oh, my God. It made me stop drinking for like 2 days. It was so bad.
Well, yeah, all the effervescence, you think it's helping you, but it's not.
No. That's just taking up space, right? In you?
Yeah, it's just burning holes in the sides of your stomach.
Make way! It's not good.
Where were you, in France?
No, I was in Austria. I was in Vienna.
What?
Because the university had a house in Vienna. Great city. And it not a city where people really booze it up.
Yeah.
Like, there's it's one of those cities where there's no law against open container.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this is awesome. What a fun city. And I'd walk around, I'd be like on the bus with a beer, and people would be looking at me. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's not a law because people don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't need to make it a law until these American bastard children showed up with their drinking habits.
So funny. It's, you're like, so hell yeah, I'm one of you. And they're like, no, you are not.
No, you are not participating in the culture. This is not our way. If you could please lower your voice.
a great Austrian.
Yes.
Fantastic
very,
Austrian.
Very polite people. Arnold didn't fit in there. Arnold is too American to have stayed in Austria. He's like, ah, I kill you. Lifting weights, just screaming and yelling. He's more American than Austrian.
For some reason, I thought he was German.
They speak German.
They speak German. What do they speak in Belgium?
I think it's a mix. I think they speak like French and German because it's a little flat country that got the shit beat out of it in all the wars.
Yeah.
And like they're just like an amalgam of everything around there.
Okay.
So I think primarily French.
French.
Could be
okay.
Wrong.
I was like, do they speak Belgian?
They speak
no,
Belgian.
I don't know what that is.
It's a brand new nonsense language that no one's ever heard.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I went to grad school. I should know this. I don't.
You don't need to know much about Belgium. I think you're good.
Well, they got the waffles.
Yeah.
And the chocolate.
They're
good
not exactly
them.
A world power.
No, that's for true. They're a good soccer team. That's
true.
It.
True. Yeah, they
all
punch above
only.
Their weight. Good golfers, too.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
They do all right, the Belgium.
Tourism board for Belgium starts here.
Listeners, check out Belgium. You get a chance. When you're in a more interesting country, just look at Ryanair, see what kind of flights they got, and pop into, you know, Brussels.
Okay, so you studied abroad in Belgium. How long were you there? Or not
in
Belgium,
in
Austria.
Vienna. Yeah.
Yeah, how long were you there?
One semester, so I guess like 3 months.
Yeah, and then you just came
and
back.
Of course, I made it my whole personality for the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Of
so
course.
It's like my heart was still there.
Yeah.
But no, I was there for, had a blast over there. Got the best grades of my academic career because it was super easy.
Hell yeah. Good job.
Continued to booze it up domestically when I got back.
Yeah.
But they have delicious beer over in the German-speaking world because they have, like, laws about beer that go back to, like, the 1500s.
Really?
They have to be made in a certain way, like, certain ingredients and a certain mixture. Like, all the beer has to be, I think, 5.6% alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, pretty strong.
Yeah.
You could have yourself a night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a couple white wines.
Ooh. Yeah, they have very good Rieslings over in that region.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's probably the only white wine that I do like the taste of.
Yes.
A Riesling.
It's very fruity.
Yeah.
You're
going to
make me relapse.
Oh,
let's
no.
Go.
Okay. That is not the point of this podcast. Every time I do one of these with like a sober person, they're always like, thank you for reminding me why I don't drink.
Right. Yeah, I need the negative reinforcement.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about another one where you made a huge mistake.
Yeah. It's like this was a net negative for you. Let's explore that.
Yeah.
I was way down.
Karen Feehan actually has a tattoo that says, don't serve me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, God bless you.
I'm not quite at that point yet.
Yeah. No, you seem to be handling it very well.
I'm okay. I think I had like a pretty good habit. I don't know if I was like a true blue addict.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear stories that people tell about like their addiction and stuff. I was like, oh, okay. I don't think I was quite at that. I wasn't drinking hand sanitizer at Penn Station.
Well, that could just be any other Trump supporter.
Yeah, it cures the diseases.
Yeah, I don't need no mask. Oh, God. that just got sad. Anyway, but okay, so then you moved to New York.
Yeah.
And how did it, because you ended at 25, so you're only boozing in New York for a couple years.
Yeah, now that I think of it, it was only like 3 years, but I moved to New York and I got a job, and immediately I was like, oh, I have all the money in the world now. I was making like 37 grand. And I was living in the most expensive city on the East Coast. And I was like, I'm the fucking Wolf of Wall Street. We're going to tear this town apart. I'm working some operations job. And I was spending all my disposable income on, on booze. And yeah, it was like that really fun time where like you and I've lived with my friends, like my high school friends. We got an apartment together and it was like
great.
The dream. We're like, we're just going to find bars and get wasted and party in our apartment all the time. And yeah, I went to like a lot of those bars that have like alcoholism related names, like the 13th Step.
Yeah.
Like the Battered Wife or whatever. They're all like,
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, all these tasteful places where 22-year-olds go to get hammered.
Yeah.
Like dollar drafts.
Yeah. And, God.
And that was like New York drinking culture is so different from everywhere else, as far as I know. Because, like, there are you don't get cases of beer or whatever. You'll get a bottle of wine or you'll go to the corner store and get tall boys and 40s and stuff like that. And, like, it's so convenient. It's like, it's right there all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drive anywhere. So it's like an amazing city to be a drunk.
Yeah.
And I took advantage for sure.
It could really sweep you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I do? I mean, that was, talk about embarrassing. my early 20s, that coincided with like my strip club phase.
You had a phase.
I had to get it out of my system, I guess. And I was like,
let's hear about Crystal. Like,
please. Her name's Tangerine, and I would like you to show some respect. But
okay, the love of your life. She'll come back to you.
I think it's pretty much it's a short story. I went to a strip club several times, but one time, I think the last time I ever went to a strip club, I went to the ATM 3 times.
Oh no!
And the strip club ATM charges a $10 fee.
Oh my!
So. Like I spent $30 on ATM fees alone, and I did not have the finances to back up this kind of spending. And I remember just looking at my account balance the next day, hungover, and just like crying. I was like, "Oh no, this is not good."
Was it worth it?
Probably not. I don't remember it at all.
Oh, you don't remember it? Oh no.
So it was like, oh God, New York got me. New York can really, really get you.
Now, would you do the lap dances, private dances?
I believe I was doing lap dances. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a losing battle for the man.
Oh,
like it doesn't sound like, because she gets you all horned up and then she just leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, wait, maybe if I spend more money,
this
will work out for me in some way.
It's yeah.
Like, oh God.
It's like a scheme. Like not a pyramid scheme.
There's truly no one dumber than a man in his early 20s. Just in general, really. We're just animal dumb. It's really bad. I don't want to go back to that part of my life at all.
Yeah. Well, you got out of it.
I got out.
And now you're thriving.
You know what? Part of it was comedy.
Yeah?
Because, like, I had tried other stuff in my life. Like, I wanted to be an athlete.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I wanted to go to law school. Mm-hmm. And I gave everything, like, an 80% effort, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then I started doing comedy. I was, like, 23, 24, 25, and I was drinking all the time. Like before I would go on stage, I would drink and I would hang after and drink.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, if I can't do this sober, then I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I need to be able to prove, I need to like prove to myself that I can do it. So, and that was like my first like stint with sobriety where I'd say, I'm not going to drink before shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it was like, I just need to like quit altogether.
Yeah.
And then after I quit drinking, within like months, I noticed I was a better comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. But you're good. You can stay.
Oh no. I mean, like I drink a lot, but now it's definitely just for pleasure.
Yeah.
In my 20s, it was a mess.
Yeah.
But then I started doing comedy and I won't drink before I do a show.
Yeah. It's weird how this dumb thing like made us more disciplined.
Yeah. It's crazy. And so then I'll like now, you know, I'll tear one off once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But usually what my drinking entails, like finishing a set, having a glass of wine, and then going home or going home and having a glass of wine.
That's the way to do it. Because I keep hearing about like Because I guess I quit when I was 25. I don't know about these mythical hangovers that exist in your like late 20s, early 30s as they start to get worse.
Yeah.
Like, that can't be sustainable.
The last one I had, it was on accident. I had been drinking the way I usually drink. Yeah. You know, it was just a glass of wine here and there. And then my friend from college came into town.
Yeah.
And you just regress into whatever that person was. And I just became Caitlin
back
the Tank Palufo.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Playing beer pong like on a bedroom door that we took off the hinges
in
a hallway.
a little bit of craftsmanship to get a beer pong table.
Absolutely.
Like a funnel just appears from behind your back like a Looney Tunes mallet.
Yeah.
It's like, where are we going? I'm right back in it.
Yeah, that was a secret talent I discovered I had.
Funneling?
The first time I ever did a funnel, 2 seconds.
Yeah, I would win
some
funnel races. Oh, we would have been a good matchup.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you would have just held it for me, and it would have been great.
All that gravity would be good to work for you.
I mean,
how good were you at beer pong?
I was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to call me Google Earth.
Oh, really?
Because I was like looking down on the cups.
We, all of my friends, we all thought we were all very, very good.
Yes.
And then we probably weren't.
It's a sport that is conducive to making you think you're better than you are because you're drunk while you're playing it.
Yeah.
And you only remember the makes. You don't remember the many, many misses.
Yes.
And oh, God, just a ball covered in like hair and dust.
Oh, God.
Cleaned off with like warm water.
I mean, I've never had to do a naked run, which is when you don't make a single cup. I have a few friends who have had to do a naked run.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was very good at ignoring distractions. Like our friends would put their balls on the table, and we would just be like, "No,
not ping pong balls."
Yeah, no,
balls.
Actual testicles.
Oh my God.
Onto the table. We were disgusting.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Wow, this is now a mother of two, and like this person is the CEO of a pharmaceutical company. Like
people
it's
have a mortgage now."
Yeah. And I'm just like, one guy's a sheriff. And I'm like, the shit I know you've done.
They didn't
insane.
Investigate you too thoroughly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That background check wasn't complete.
I mean, nothing illegal happened, but
it
was gross.
That's so funny. We were just absolute animals. I went back and did a college. Mm-hmm. Not like a proper college. I did Noah Savage's show at Princeton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So fun. It was an awesome, awesome show. I think this was like 2 years ago. And they had some party at like their big frat house equivalent. After the show and just being down there, and it's like, A, you're all little baby children.
Yes.
You're so tiny.
Oh my God. You're they look so young now. It's
just
terrifying.
A day old.
Yeah.
And you're disgusting. You're just like, your habits are absolutely just like drinking out of all kinds of things that aren't meant to be drunk out of,
mm-hmm.
and just dirty ping pong balls bouncing on dirty floors, going right back into the beer.
Yeah. It's a wonder COVID didn't happen earlier.
It's truly remarkable. Exactly what I was going to say.
It's just everybody's getting the measles if we didn't have a vaccine.
Or conversely, it's amazing that we allowed this pandemic to happen despite our immune systems being strengthened by all that filth.
You know what? I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's probably more accurate.
That's the real vaccine.
Yeah. I've had so many close calls with COVID and never have gotten it once.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just like, maybe it was college. Maybe it was my disgusting habits in college.
It inoculated you.
I mean, I basically was licking the floor. Like, that's probably what I was doing.
There was
and the
just
amount of
maybe
men
one
I
or two steps in between, but you're licking the floor.
Anyone who ever brought a friend from out of town, I was like, Mama, make out with that guy. I made out with everybody.
Yeah, you're bringing your germs from whatever college you're from. But we're making out.
Yeah, I was ground zero for everything. And, oh, my God, I had strep throat like 6 times.
Human
it's
petri
like,
dish.
Yeah. It's like, you can't hurt this.
I could just picture you, like, in the dining hall in your hoodie, strep throat, just, like, eating cereal, miserable. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
How did this happen? It's like, no.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun. Look at us.
Oh,
we're almost
man.
At our, yeah, we're at our time.
Wow.
Now, this is the point where I like to ask if there's any stories we didn't get to.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty we didn't get to. I'll try to pick a couple that were interesting.
Okay.
I think, my like post-grad career, I'm trying to pinpoint when it was. I think we had just graduated college. Yeah. Or I was home from college on a break and my friends were home from college. And my friend who lives nearby had a bunch of us over. And we were trying to class it up at this point, and we were like drinking IPAs or whatever. Like,
an IPA.
Yeah, I only drink Sam Adams now. I'm not some type of animal. And we got like a good amount of drunk, and I crashed at his place. and I was sleeping in the basement on a couch. And I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. I come back, and I'm walking down the stairs. The stairs are carpeted, and I'm drunk enough and groggy enough, and I left the lights off because I'm like, I don't want to wake anybody up.
You're a very nice guy.
And I'm walking down the stairs very carefully, and I miss a step, and I fall down the stairs, not like the backwards leaning way where you like bobsled down the way people normally go. I went head first, basically doing a cartwheel down these like 12 steps, and I'm falling in complete blackness, and I'm falling forward. I like brace for impact. My forearms and knees and forehead hit. Yeah, no, this is when I had a job. I had a job. I was like 23. And my body hits these bottom few stairs, and I get rocketed forward, and the crown of my head puts a small hole in the drywall. I just went, bam! And it's immediately like, ah, fuck! I'm screaming. The entire house wakes up. The kid's mom wakes up from upstairs, like two floors up. Everyone in the house is like, what happened? And I'm like on the ground, ah! There's a hole in the wall. I definitely have a concussion, like for sure. I immediately go to bed, which I guess you're not supposed to do.
No!
And I put this hole in the drywall, and I feel terrible. I wake up in the morning, probably still concussed, definitely hungover. Just as bad as I've ever physically felt in my entire life. I'm the walking dead. I could barely make it to my car in the driveway. That's how bad I felt. I have a scratch on my face. I have a big scrape like going down my face. This is an adult man with a job. This is a guy who collects a paycheck, has an apartment in New York City. Just scraped up my face, which I would show to my coworkers that following Monday, and like had to come up with some story. Like, oh yeah, I was probably doing some yard work. Scrape. But anyway, I get home the most like as hungover as I've ever been, concussed. My dad sees me walk in. He sees like the scrape on my face. Doesn't say anything to me for like a beat. Just like stares at me, and I stare at him, and he just goes, "The treadmill in the basement needs to go to the dump today." And I was like, "Okay." And in my still drunk, concussed state, I like single-handedly moved this heavy-ass treadmill. Got it into the car, drove it to the dump, and that was like my punishment for just being an idiot.
I love that story. See, that's a story that wouldn't just come up in conversation.
No, that one's got to be queued up.
Yeah. Beautiful. Is there another queued up one?
I think there was a really similar one. Where I was like home from college. It might have been like the year before.
Uh-huh.
So, cause it's similar, cause it involves like my dad finding me. my friend down the street had a party at his house.
Uh-huh.
And we were like friends from the time we were in third grade when I moved there. And, we, you know, drink a million beers, have fun. I didn't feel like I was wasted.
Yeah.
I walked home and I was fine. I walked home. I think I had a road beer, and, I sat in my living room, and I watched TV, and I discovered that Bud Light and Double Stuff Oreos are a great combination. I was just putting those down. I guess I had a few more beers, and I was watching TV. Next thing I know, I'm in my bed completely naked, and I don't know how I got there. I throw on some clothes. I go downstairs. I find my jeans on like a chair in the living room. I had taken them off and put them there, I guess, in the night. And I just, like, try to discreetly gather my things, put them away. I see my dad a little bit later, and he, like, plays it off like nothing happened. At first, he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" Like, "Oh, good. Good." Like, doing that nothing happened voice that you do for your parents when, like, the night before they know you were fucked up.
Like,
"Yeah, I just had a really good time seeing my friends, you know? How was your night?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw you on the couch. I guess you had fallen asleep on the couch." I was like, "Oh, yeah." And he's like, "Yeah, where were your pants?" I guess I had fallen asleep. I don't know to what degree I had stripped in the middle of the night, and I was just sleeping on the couch with the lights on, and he found me like that in the morning. And it was just like, it didn't even need to be said, but it's like, "You're such a stupid fucking person. You need to change everything about yourself right now." It's like, "Oh, I know, loud and clear. Got it."
the shit our parents just put up with, and we think we're being slick.
Unbelievable. Like, the drunk voice when you talk to your parents is very real. Did you have that where you, like, come home?
Yeah.
Clearly caught.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, hi, how are you?
Yeah. Yeah, Mom, I really love these cookies. These taste so good.
Just over-enunciating every word.
Yeah, one time I came home stoned, and, like, when I'm stoned, everybody knows.
Yeah, there's
like,
no
now, as an adult, I'm just, like, half, my eyes are half shut, and it's just not even, they're flickering open. And I'm just, like,
faded,
running into things, and I'm constantly worried. And I sat down, and I watched an entire movie with my mom, and she's just, like, looking at me, sitting. Because I didn't even sit in the sofa. We have, like, a little side seat that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have a back, but I'm just sitting on
just
this
perched
bench. Yeah, just
just cracking up
half
laughing
eyes
at Angela's ashes.
And she's like, there's no way. She was like, oh, yeah, this is my daughter.
Yeah.
This is how she is.
She's in a weird mood tonight.
Yeah, like,
that can't be explained.
Movie feels things. Just like, Jesus Christ. But she didn't say anything because I was technically an adult.
Yeah. Not much you can do at that point.
No, no. God bless her. Louise, yep. God bless you. Well, this was so fun. What a good
one. It really
was.
Very cathartic.
I think we did our job in making sure that you don't drink.
Yeah, you bought me another 10 years of sobriety.
Yeah.
Right?
Happy to help.
We're good.
Where can people find you on social media?
On Twitter at JP_McDade and on Instagram, McDadeBaby, all one word, obviously. Yeah. I'll post about my shows and stuff there.
Okay, perfect. This was so fun.
Thank you so much.
JP,
so much
what
fun.
A gem. A good time, girl.